I'm excited today to step away from our typical system and turn our attention to our Ramban al Torah, but not one that is in Parshas Miketz. I want to take a look today at an intriguing Ramban, much later in Chumash, an intriguing Ramban who finds Chanukah in an unusual place. And we'll see a source for Chanukah in Chumash, and we'll see what that perhaps teaches us about the significance of Chanukah for us. So let's take a look. Bamidbar Perek Ches Pasuk Beis, the opening Ramban in Parshas Bahaloscha. You'll remember that the end of Parshas Nasa, which in fact is the Kriyas HaTorah for all of these mornings of Chanukah, the end of Parshas Nasa describes the Korbanos HaNesiim. The Mishkan had just opened for business, slightly less than a year after Yetzias Mitzrayim, on Rosh Chodesh Nisan of the second year, a year minus 2 weeks from Yetzias Mitzrayim. We received the Torah, first set of luchos, second set of luchos, built the Mishkan. Now the Mishkan is open for business, and the Nesiim begin to bring a series of Karbonos Miluim. Each day, Karbonos HaNesiim, Chanukah HaMizbeach. After the 7 days of Miluim, after the 7 days of preparing to open the Mishkan for business, at the last week of Chodesh Adar, Rosh Chodesh Nisan comes, the Mishkan is fully operational, the Kohanim are operational, and each day a different Nasi brings a lavish set of Karbanos as a Nedava to begin the service, begin the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. So that's near the end of Parshas Naso. Bahaloscha opens with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Tzivui to Aaron HaKohen, a review of the requirement that the Kohanim have to light the menorah on a daily basis. And so the Ramban here, in the beginning of Bahaloscha, opens with a comment of Rashi, Kasha and Teretz. Lama nismacha Parshas menorah l'chanukas ha'nasim? How come the Bahaloscha opens where Naso ends? How come the Parsha of Hadlakas HaMenorah is shoulder to shoulder with the Karbanos of the Nesiim brought to Mechanech the Mishkan? Well, what does one have to do with the other? So Rashi quotes, Lefi, here's the answer. You know what the causal connection is? Lefi Kishara Aharon Chanukas HaNesiim Chol Shadaito. When Aaron saw the Nesiim one after another, 12 days in a row, each Nasi is bringing Karbonos Chanukas HaMizbeach. Chol Shadaito, Aaron felt bad. Shelo Haya Imahem B'Chanukah. Lo Hu V'lo Shivto. He was not participating in the Chanukas HaMishkan. It was every Shevet except for Levi. This is one of those cases where Ephraim and Asher count as two, and then Levi is not among the 12 Shvatim. So there's no Nasi of Levi, who would have naturally probably been Aaron himself. Levi is not represented in the Karbanos HaNesiim. Aaron felt very bad. He sees this whole procession. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rav Shalom says, Rashi quotes, Chayecha, I swear to you, Shelecha gedol m'shelahem. Don't worry. Don't feel bad, Aaron, that you're not part of the Karbanos HaNesiim. What you have is much greater than what they have. Why? What they have is Karbanos HaNesiim. What do you have? What's Shelecha? You're involved in the hadlaka of the menorah and in cleaning and resetting the menorah for the next time. Every morning, every evening, you're busy twice a day with the menorah. That's much greater than the Karbanos HaNesiim that all the other Shvatim are bringing. Lashon Rashi Mimedrash Agada. That is what Rashi quotes from the Medrash. And Ramban says, I don't understand this Medrash at all. So difficult. There are so many kashas. Ramban lists several questions right off the bat. Number one, lo nizbar li lama nichamo b'hadlakas haneres v'lo nichamo b'ktores b'okav erev. Why was the greatest nechama, don't worry, you have hadlakas haminorah b'okav erev? How about another b'okav erev opportunity? Haktores haketores. The fact that either the Kohanim off burn the ketores morning and afternoon in the Heichal, and why is that a superior nechama, superior to Hadlakas HaNeres? Sheshibcha b'hakasuf. In Parshas V'zos HaBracha, that's how Shevet Levi is praised. Shevet Levi, you're so lucky, yasimu ketorah b'apecha. You, Shevet Levi, in the form of the Kohanim, get to offer the Ketores in Beis HaMikdash. Ketores maybe would have been a superior Nechama Tadlakas and Eris. And how about Bechol Karbanos, Minchas Chavitin, Avos Yom HaKippurim, Sheinek Sher Elabo? How about Karbanos in general, which are only brought by Kohanim? And how about the Minchas Chavitin and Avos Yom Kippur, which are two, Minchas Chavitin is a daily Karban Mincha offered by the Kohen Gadol. So that's Kohen Gadol specific. How about the Avos Yom HaKippurim? The Avod Yom Kippur, the Seirim, the Goro, the Dam Lefnim, all those elements that are only done by Kohen Gadol. The Nichnas of Flayim Lefnim, and it's a unique opportunity to go all the way into the Kosha Kadashim. Shehu Kedosha, and generally, why not say Shehu Kedosha Hashem Omeid Beheichalo L'Shar Sol Varach Bishmo? Why not be Menachem Aaron with the big picture? You're Kadosh, you have Kedushas Kahuna, the other Nassim don't have Kedushas Kahuna. You get to operate and serve on a daily basis in the Beis HaMikdash. L'shar so, to do Avodu, L'varach B'shmo, you get to give Birkas Kohanim. V'shiv tokulim Mashar Se Elokeinu, the entire Shevet, not only the Kohanim, but all of Shevet Levi are Mashar Se Hashem. The Rabban says, my first problem I have with the Medrash that Rashi is quoting, why, if Aaron indeed felt bad, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was seeking to offer him nechama, why specifically the menorah, Bahalos Hosaneris, as opposed to so many other things that Kohanim are busy with, so many other things that Kohen Gadol is busy with, so many things that the Shevet Levi as a whole are busy with? So why specifically the menorah? Question number one. Question number two, the ode, Ma Tam L'Chalishus Hadas Hazu. Why did Aaron even feel bad in the first place? What was it to even feel bad about that he would need nechama of menorah or of anything else? What was the issue? Hello, Karbano Gadol Mishal Nesiim. His carbon. Even in those days, his carbon was much greater than the carbonos of the Nesiim. Sheikirveyamahem Karbanos Harbe. Kalimayam Miluim. He's bringing so many carbonos throughout the 7 days of Miluim. And it should be added that Nisim offered those karbanos. They were the Balia carbon, but who was makir of them? The Kohanim. And the Rabban says, what are you going to tell me? You're going to tell me that the fact that Aaron was on duty, that he was obligated to bring the karbanos miluim, and then he was on duty to bring the Nisim's karbanos. Well, maybe that wasn't that lacked something because of Shahayu Chovav and it's Tavabahem. Maybe the issue was that, yes, he had all these jobs, but these are all Chiyuvim. And Cholsha Daito, he felt bad that unlike the Nesiim, Lo Hikriv Nedava Kemohem. Maybe what he missed was the fact that they were volunteering something. Lo Hikriv Nedava Kemohem, Lachanukah Zamizbeach. The Rabban says, if the Chalishus Hadas of Aaron, if Aaron felt bad that he, unlike the Nesiim, wasn't volunteering, then what good is it to say to him, well, don't worry, you have a menorah. Gam hadlakas haneris shenichim uba chova v'nestavala. If the concern is I haven't volunteered anything, menorah is not the answer. So from the fact that menorah was the answer, apparently Aaron wasn't bothered by the fact he wasn't volunteering. He was just bothered by what? They wasn't doing enough. He was doing so much. And if he was bothered, why was the Nechama specifically menorah in the Beis HaMikdash as opposed to any other job that the Kohanim have in Beis HaMikdash? That Aaron has, that Kohanim in general have, or that the Shevet Levi have? So it's a doubly difficult medrash. We do not understand the Kasha, and we do not understand the Teretz. We don't understand the Kasha, why is Aaron feeling bad? And if he does feel bad, why is menorah uniquely the answer? Ramban says, I think there's a different way of understanding this medrash that Rashi was quoting. Aval inyan ha'agada hazu, you know what this is really about? It's not about daily hadlakas menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. It's not about the mitzvah, the daily mitzvah of hadlakas ha-menorah in Beis HaMikdash. Then all these questions are solid questions. Why specifically hadlakas ha-menorah as opposed to any other job, any other avoda in the Beis HaMikdash? Says, no. He says, you know what this is a remez to? In Agada Azul Lidrosh Remez Minaparsha Al Chanukah Shal Nero Shahisa Bayishani Al Yidei Aaron Ubanav. This is not about the general daily mitzvah of Hadlakas Menorah and Beis HaMikdash. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to Aaron is the Kohanim's involvement in being mechanech, the second Beis HaMikdash, renewing the second Beis HaMikdash, mi Ritzoni Lomar, Chashmonoi Kohen Gadol Uvanav. This Nechama is a reference to the renewal of the Beis HaMikdash by the Chashmonoim, who were Kohanim, who were descendants of Aaron HaKohen. Wow. Now both questions begin to fall into place. It's not just a question of the Chalishas Hadas that he felt was not merely, oh, look, the Nesiim get to bring Karbanos. Aaron brings many Karbanos too. No, it was that the Nesiim are the driving force of being Mechanech the Mishkan. They're the ones who are driving the inauguration of the Mishkan. The Kadosh Baruch Hu says that's true. But you, your great-grandchildren, the Chashmonaim, the time of the Nes of Chanukah, they're going to be driving the renewal, the being Mechanech, the Bayis Sheni. They're going to be driving the story of Chanukah and the Chanukah's HaMishkan, the Chanukah's Beis HaMikdash, Shelcha Gedol Mishalehem. And Rabban says, if you want proof to my interpretation that when this Medrash is understanding that this Bahalos Chasaneris is not about the daily mitzvah Beis HaMikdash, it's about the story of Chanukah, be Mechanech the Beis HaMikdash, the time of the Nes Chanukah after the Nes HaMelchama. You want proof? I'll show you. Uvilashon Hazeh, Mitzasiyah B'Megillah Stam Rabbeinu Nisim. I found Rabbeinu Nisim, who not the round in the back of the Gemara. This is an earlier Rabbeinu Nisim, Rabbeinu Nisim Gon, who wrote a sefer referred to by Rishon as the Megillas Starim. Hamban says, I found Rabbeinu Nisim's Megillas Starim, a reference to this Agada, a reference to this Medrash, and listen to how he quotes it. The Omar, Rabbeinu Nisim writes, Ramban quotes, Ra'isi the Medrash, I found the Medrash came in Sheikrivu Shneimasar Shvatim, Lohikiv Shevet Levi, the 12 Shvatim each had brought the Karbanos L'Chanukah Zamizbech, Levi had not, Aaron Fechulu, Aaron felt bad, and here's the response. Amal HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Daber Arva Marte Lav, beginning of Parshas Baloscha, tell Aaron the following, Yesh Chanukah Acheret Sheyesh Bo Hadlakas Ner, it's going to be another Chanukah, which is going to involve a focus on Hadlakas HaMenorah, Va'ani Osa Ba'al Yisrael Al Yedei Banecha, Nisim Utshua V'Chanukah Shekruya Al Shmam. Through your children, Hashem has Moshe tell Aaron. Through the Kohanim, the Chashmonaim, the Chashmonaim will be the vehicle to deliver to Klal Yisrael the divine Nisim, the divine salvation, the Tshua, and the Chanukah, the re-inauguration, the renewal of the Beis HaMikdash. It'll be Kruya Al Shmam. It will be the Yontif that centers around the Chashmonaim. V'hi Chanukas B'nei Chashmonai. Ulefikach hismich parsha zul parsha Chanukah samizbeach, and that's why the parsha of Bahalosras Haneiros appears next door to the end of Naso to the being mechanech the Mishkan ad kan l'shono. That's the end of the quote of Rabbeinu Nissim interpreting the Medrash. The Ramban says it's not just me. Rabbeinu Nissim already understands the Medrash this way. He may even had a version of the Medrash that's explicit this way. The Ramban says that's what this Medrash Rashi was quoting. It's not Bahalo. The Medrash is telling me something fascinating. Bahaloschas Aneros is a reference not to the daily Hadlakas HaMenorah, at least Al Derech Remez. It's a reference specifically to the story of Chanukah. Wow. And Ramban said there's more. There's more, right? Isi Obi Lamdenu. Yilamdenu is the Ramban, is the name the Ramban and other Rishonim use to refer to what we call the Medrash Tanchuma, because many paragraphs, many sections there begin with Yilamdenu Rabbeinu. What our Rebbe teach us, explain to us, dot, dot, dot. So the Medrash as a whole is referred to many as Medrash Yilamdenu. We call it the Medrash Tanchuma. See, the Ramban says, in addition to what Rashi quoted, which is one version of a Tanchuma. Rav Shavel tells us in the footnote. Says, I found directly in Tanchuma. V'chem b'medrash Rabbah, I found the Medrash Rabbah as well. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe. Rabbi Moshe says to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Emalechem arli Aaron al tisyari l'gadol l'gadolim izdol zatamuchan." Don't worry when you see what the Nasiim are up to. You're destined for something even greater than this. And listen to what this medrash tells us, because in listening to the following medrash, we're going to see not only a confirmation of the Ramban's understanding that the Midrashim are talking about Hanukkah, and Bahaloscha has been taken as reference to the story of Hanukkah and Hadlakas HaMenorah in the Bayis Sheni on the day of the Chashmonaim. But in the following medrash, if we listen carefully, I think we'll also get more. We'll also get an understanding of what we're meant to do with this and some of the uniqueness of Hanukkah. And the Ramban is pointing out that the medrash is deriving it from the Psukim in Bahaloscha. So let's take a listen. Once again, Re'isi Obi Lamedenu, let's jump back a line. Re'isi Obi Lamedenu, Vechem Medrash Rabba. So I found in a version of the Tanchuma, I found in the Bamid Baraba, Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to Moshe Rabbeinu here, Lechem Arl Aaron, go tell Aaron, Bahalosos Haneros, what that means is, go tell Aaron, Al Tisyarei, do not worry, do not fear, L'gedola mizos ata muchan. You are prepared, you are destined for something even greater than this. And again, that language we had already seen in the version that Rashi quoted, Shalcha gedola mishalahem. And by the way, you might have wondered then, the Ramban hasn't explained yet, what do you mean it's greater? Even according to Ramban's approach, that it's a comparison not of the carbon of the Nesiim versus carbonus that Aaron brings, it's a comparison of the Chanukas HaMishkan by the Nesiim versus the Chanukas Beis HaMikdash by the Chashmonaim. And why is the second one greater than the first one? Listen to this. This medrash expands it even beyond the incident of Hanukkah, of the original Hanukkah. The medrash says, you know why what Aaron has is greater than what the Nesiim have? HaKarbonos calls Mancha Beis HaMikdash Kaim HaNogen. The Nesiim are b'machanech the Mishkan with what? With karbanos. Karbanos are a mitzvah, a very important mitzvah, but they are also a mitzvah which only applies when there's a Beis HaMikdash. Necher Beis HaMikdash, no karbanos. Aval haneiros le'olam el mul p'nei menorah ya'iru. But the Chanukas Beis HaMikdash and the Chashmonaim, that's going to be focused around not Karbanos, although there are certain were Karbanos as well, but that's going to be focused around Hadlakas HaMenorah. Hadlakas HaMenorah lasts longer than Karbanos. Karbanos you only have when you have a Beis HaMikdash, but Hadlakas HaMenorah, that you have forever. HaNeiros LeOlam El Mul Pnei HaMenorah Yiru. The Neiros will always be lit facing the menorah. What does that mean? Interesting. The menorah, is there a menorah without Beis HaMikdash? And the Medrash goes on to say, V'chol ha-brachos sh'nasati l'chol ha-varach es banai. And the brachas that I gave to you with which to bless my children, einam b'teilam li'olam. So in other words, birkas kohanim. So what's the Medrash saying? So this version of the Medrash is saying, the Nesiim did a Chanukah HaMizbeach centered on karbanos. Karbanos are a very important mitzvah, but they don't apply in all generations. But the menorah and Birkas Kohanim do apply in all generations. The menorah specifically, le'olam el mul p'nei ha-menorah yi'ir. They will always shine their light el mul p'nei ha-menorah, towards the center of the menorah. Now that's the language that the Torah uses when the Kohen lights the neiros ha-menorah, which al pi pshuta means the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. El mul p'nei ha-menorah yi'iru shivas ha-neiros. You have to arrange the lamps of the menorah so that all the lights point towards the center. But what does it have to do with it lasting forever? What does it mean? So Ramban says, Gevalt. Birkas Kohanim, of course we have forever, even when there's no Beis HaMikdash. And that's true for the menorah too. Hine davar yodua. Shekishein Beis HaMikdash kaim v'akarbonos b'teilum p'nei churbano. Afaneris b'teilus. Ramban says, I don't understand the Medrash. We all know that when the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, if you don't have a Mizbeach, we don't have Karbanos. If you don't have a menorah based on Mikdash, we don't have a Dakas HaMenorah either. Rabban says we see from this Medrash is that it's not just the Remez in the Parasha of Baaloscha, it's not just that Dakas HaMenorah done by the Chashmonaim at the time of the renewal of the second Beis HaMikdash. It's talking about us. Lo rimzo, ella l'neiros chanukas chashmonoi shehino eges af la'achar churba megaluseinu. Number one is clearly a reference not to just hadlakas ha-menorah in general, but specifically to hadlakas ha-menorah of the chashmonoim. But then step two, it's not just hadlakas ha-menorah that the chashmonoim did at the time in the Beis HaMikdash. It means the yontif of Chanukah. Shehino heges af la'achar churban begaluseinu. Even after churban habayis, we still have hadlakas ha-menorah. Like Avichem Birkas Konim, which is true for Duchening as well. Hasamucha l'chanukas ha-nasim, no heges li'olam. The two parshios that bracket the laning of Chanukah, the two parshios that bracket the Chanukah Sanasim are Duchening on the one hand and the menorah on the other hand. So he says, wow, the Medrash is saying those two elements of what Kohanim do and accomplish apply in all generations, even without a Beis HaMikdash. Duchening, we understand, but Hadlakas HaMenorah? So he says, yeah. Doshur smuchun chanukas hanasim lefanem alachareh. What surrounds the chanukas hanasim are two items that are covered to Aaron because they apply in all times. Because Konam, we understand. Chanukas chashmonaim. So Ramban is essentially telling us that it's a reference not just to the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, which was lit by the chashmonaim. It's a reference to the menorahs in your homes and my home. It's our menorah all over the world. The mitzvah drabanan of Ner Chanukah, of Neres Chanukah, is being referenced here. That is Noheg Le'olam. That seems pretty clearly to be what the Ramban is saying. And that is remarkable. That's not, you would say, what do you mean? The Pasuk in Baaloscha is referencing the Ner Chanukah in my window, the Ner Chanukah at my door, the Ner Chanukah on my table. What does that have to do with Baaloscha's Haneris? Your Yerushim is Haneris. I mean, the Pasuk he just quoted. That's about the menorah Beis HaMikdash. The Ramban seems to be referencing, a chance to share with some of you this past Sunday, is an idea that Rav Zsolti develops at length based on the Baal HaMar and others, that it's possible, according to a number of Rishonim, though perhaps not according to the Rambam, but it seems like many Rishonim are of the assumption that Ner Chanukah is not only Pirsumei Nisa, but it's also Zecher LeMikdash. It's a recreation of the Hadlakas HaMenorah. There are certain aspects of what went on in Beis HaMikdash that, as the Gemara tells at the beginning of the last paragraph of Rosh Hashanah, we have a chiyuv of drishas tzion. We have a chiyuv to make a zecher lemikdash, to replicate in our own lives certain aspects of what went on in the Beis HaMikdash as a way of keeping our connection and our adoration of Beis HaMikdash alive and well and healthy and growing. We have to be dorish tzion. So the most famous example, perhaps, is the fact that we La'achar churban habayis, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's masakin. All over the world, as we know, we shake luv and esrog not only on the Yom Tov of Sukkot, but on the Chol Hamoed as well. Even though the pasuk says l'kach tevachem b'yom harishon, the din d'oraisa is you shake luv only on Yom Tov, not on Chol Hamoed, just b'yom harishon. In the Beis HaMikdash, you have a din d'oraisa to shake luv all 7 days. U'smachnu lifnei Hashem l'keichem shivas yamim. That's only in Beis HaMikdash. On the level of d'oraisa, if you're not in Beis HaMikdash, you only shake luv on the first day of Yom Tov, not on Chol Hamoed. But then the Mishnah tells us, Yochanan ben Zakkai is Masakein, Lulav Kol Shiva, all over the world. Why? Secher LeMikdash. Now that we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, we're going to replicate the din of Lulav Kol Shiva and Mikdash, we're going to now replicate it all over the world. So the Baal HaMar writes in the Chanukah Sugyas, and Rav Zsolti, in Mishnah Yisavis, expands this to many other poskim as well, that the Ner Chanukah is not only Pirsumei Nisa, telling the story of the Nisan, but it's actually a Zeichel Mikdash. It's meant to replicate, it's a way of replicating Hadlakas HaMenorah. That appears to be what the Ramban is telling us here. That, and as he so elegantly referenced the Pasuk, and with this we close, Haneros li'olam el mul panem noria iru. Playing off the words of the psukim in Parshas Baloscha, the neros of Chanukah are always meir el mul panem noria. They're always facing, as it were, towards the menorah. And that keeps us connected. The ner Chanukah not only reminds us of the nes that happened in the past, and, of course, reminds us, as Rambam says, of Hodah, it awakens us to be Jews of gratitude who can say thank you about yesterday and also can say thank you about our present situation. The Ramban is saying that all Chanukah is also pointing towards the future. Chanukah is Zeichel HaMikdash, and the gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Aaron is that the Chashmonah would be Zochem to Mechanech Beis HaMikdash in a way that would give Jews hope, not only during the days of the Bayis Sheni, but give us a mitzvah of Ner Chanukah that would keep us connected and looking forward, Arachti Ner LeMashichi, to keep us looking forward to the Bayis HaShlishi, and every night when we light our Neres Chanukah, we're remembering the Nisim of years gone by, we're filled with gratitude for the way in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares for us in the present, and it reawakens our connection to Beis HaMikdash and our yearning for its renewal, for the opportunity to actually have Kohanim lighting the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash itself. We'll maybe be zochet to see that very soon. Thank you so much for calling in. Afreilichim lichtichim Chanukah.